Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tonight with the 21st para recited, Uttu ma uhi alaykum al-kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they recite the Quran, they show the importance of recitation of the Holy Quran. That we should pay more attention to reading Quran than any other wazifa kitabs. Many wazifa kitabs you read nowadays, they are not authentic at all. But the biggest and the greatest authentic kitab is the Holy Quran. You have to learn to read the Quran all the time. It was revealed at a time when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah was at time of that kind that they said they were completely ignorant, cannot even read and write. In that era, it was that time that the people were very, very vast and very, very educated in Arabic. So Allah Ta'ala wants to show them that a person who does not have, cannot even read and write. Nabi Karim said, we are the ummah that could not read and write. But look at the miracle of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says to them, bring one proof also that you can bring in front of the Holy Quran, and they could not bring. That was trying to show that one is a person has a lot of knowledge, and then when he says something, it's something to talk about. Something not to talk about, because he's got knowledge, he's talking. But if a person got no knowledge at all, and day after he still talks, there's something to talk. That's the kamal of the Holy Quran, the miracle of the Quran. So the Quran is something which will never be changing at all. People try to change it, they cannot change it, because Allah Ta'ala took responsibility. So we have to learn to read the Quran as much as possible. But the only thing to respect the Quran is very important. Respect to the Quran is so important that we make sure that we read the Quran Sharif, we have to show that we are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And while we recite the Quran Sharif, we are not supposed to divert our attention to anyone else unless it is very important. Nowadays you find people reading the Quran Sharif, and while they are reading the Quran Sharif, another person will come and sit next to him, he closed the Quran and begin to talk to him. Does not realize that that was an important time that between him and Allah Ta'ala. That's why they say when a person recites the Quran Sharif, do not come and intervene. Do not disturb him unless it is very, very important. Second, in the respect of Quran, when you read the Quran, so you make sure you read with respect, not to stretch your feet without any valid reason. People stretch their feet like they're reading a novel. The Quran should be read with respect. One is that Allah Ta'ala says, recite the Quran which was revealed. And second, he says this much, that establish Salah. Now to establish Salah is very important, because the effect of Salah is تَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that will keep you away from all evil acts and shameful acts. Now it's obvious this much that you find people today reading Salah and everything, yet they're still committing all kinds of sins. What is the reason for that? The effect of Salah is there, but because the man is not sincere, because of his not being sincere, he comes to the masjid, but he's got all the bad habits in him. All the bad habits, evil habits he's got in him, which he's not prepared to leave out. Then what kind of namaz that will be? That's what they say when a person reads salah. Many people read salah, when they finish their salah, when he goes in front of Allah Ta'ala, they say, throw it away, I don't see it too. Allah must protect us from that salah. You can remember one thing, a salah will be accepted if Allah wants to accept it, as long as we read how Allah Ta'ala wants us to read. One is the output and inward of Salah. The thing is, this must be reading Salah, you must think you're facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're going to ruku and sajda, you must know how you may go ruku and sajda. Not to run up and down, but must be done very, very respectfully. So the reason for nowadays that our namazes of this kind, that we made our namaz, our mosque bazaars. We made our mosque bazaars. In the time of Sahaba Ikram, the bazaars were mosques. The bazaars were mosques. When they should go to the bazaars, they should go inside there to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They only think of Allah and they think of halal and haram. Some sahaba, because they knew that one dua to read, the third kalima or fourth kalima that you read in the bazaars, they should go specially to the bazaars just to get the sawab of reading that tamadha. Not that they're going to do any business, but they go with that intention that at least we get the sawab of it. And they were very, 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 very honest businessmen. They were very awesome. One businessman, one sahabi, he came to know this much, that you know when you do business and you find a person bringing a fault, you must give back his money or you give back his whatever mistake you have done, you give it back to him. So this sahabi went straight away to build, open a shop with that intention that you sell something and the person must come back to tell him there's a defect in it. Just imagine what intention they should have in it. So they had intention of that kind that at some time adhan takes place. If they're cutting a wood too, the moment they put the wood down, the axe is hitting the wood and they want Allahu Akbar, that's where they stop and they go to the masjid. So the bazaars with masjid too. So when that kind of person, they come to the mosque, what kind of namaz they'll be leading? Because they already prepared themselves with that kind, that the bazaars with masjid, the masjid with how much respect. But our bazaars now become to the masjid has become bazaars. The people will talk about business in the masjid also. And the sahaba and the faristas, they curse the person who, a person comes to the masjid and he begins to talk of worldly things. That's why the masjid is supposed to be reminding you more of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is our own faults and our defects that when you come to the masjid, we forget the purpose for coming to the masjid. That's why I always say everyone, when you come to the masjid, come with the intention, I'm going to meet Allah ta'ala. The ziyarat of Allah ta'ala. So when a person comes with that intention to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of namaz will he be reading? He will read with so much respect at all. So that is one namaz. And another ayat, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, that person who strives hardly, in other words, very, very stern, with lot of respect and good heart, not just, one is to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, one is to really strive in the path of Allah. You find people striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, but one is really striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. That person, Allah Ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. That person who makes jihad to come towards my path, then I will for sure will guide him. In a sense, is but that what's the meaning of that? When a person wants to come more clear to Allah Ta'ala, more near to Allah Ta'ala, say he's got a very bad habit of his eyes, looking at women or looking at the bad things on the ponds or whatever, in the napak, whatever things you see in a cell phone and all. But now he has to make jihad. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. That means he's really strong need to keep it away from it. He does not look at all those things. Even if his eyes want to go there, then he fights not to see those things. His eyes don't see the wrong place, he fights not to see those things. When he continues, he's striving that thing. Allah Ta'ala sees the man is striving. One is just to try not to go near it. One is he strives, he makes an effort, make sure that he's not doing it again. One is a habit of doing it, but no, I'm not going to do it again. No matter what happens, I'm not going to do it. Continuously doing that thing. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Then Allah Ta'ala, I for sure will guide that person. And once Allah Ta'ala's guidance come unto you, then inshallah you won't go back to the sin again. And then Allah said, you'll be among those who are doing good deeds. So this is the most important thing. Is let us strive with this intention not to go back to sins. In the month of Ramadan, we've been given, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity that a man you find doing all the good deeds. Before this he was committing all wrongs. But Ramadan he kept away from all and was doing all good. Now it must be after Ramadan we become more stronger and keep away from all the wrongs that he was doing. Make Allah Ta'ala, make dua, Allah Ta'ala must make a dua, tawfiq of doing good deeds, except you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alam. Ala aqimatul muttaqin. Wa salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Allahumma nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa nar. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين ونحتمي السلام خير اخزايا ولا موت وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.